The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have been discussing passage from the Holy Quran, from Surah Al-Furqan, starting from verses 63, inshallah, to 76, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing for us the attributes of the Most Merciful. Today we'll look at the third characteristic. And in this characteristic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects His servants, and He says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And they are those who spend the night. Now here in parentheses we have part of the night, because that's the expectation and that's the general understanding from that verse, that they spend part of the night prostrating to Allah and standing for Him. Yani in sujood and qiyam, right? And this is the third characteristic. The third characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from His servants is that they worship and obey Him sincerely. Right? Now the specific meaning behind this verse is that we will spend, or the servants, or those who are considered to be the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Merciful, will spend part of the night in prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? This is not referring to Salatul Fajr, because Salatul Fajr is at the end of the night, beginning of the day. We see it as dark, so this is not what He's talking about here. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here is that the Ibadur Rahman will get up for Salatul Layl. Yeah? This is the specific meaning, okay? And so what we can extrapolate from this, again, this is really important, right? Like, this is not like hyperbole, exaggeration, but we cannot be considered to be a full servant of God if we don't get up for Salatul Layl. Right? This is humbling, okay? It's humbling. And especially, alhamdulillah, I see youngsters today. This is the time, yeah? If you can get up for Salatul Layl in your age, in this right here, eh? In your age, you will feel the repercussions and the effects of that amazingly in your life. Amazingly, right? And so try your best, okay? That at the very minimum, if possible, once a month, don't even exert yourself tremendously, right? Once a month, for all of us here, wake up for Salatul Layl. The effects of Salatul Layl are tremendous. And just from the plain reading of this verse, we will never be considered the Ibadur Rahman if we don't make a custom of reciting this Salah. He doesn't tell us in this verse how frequently to recite Salatul Layl, right? But He tells us that they will recite Salatul Layl. Whether it be, you know, like something that I think is also important to do. You know, we all know this famous hadith of Imam Al-Askari alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says alamatul mu'min khamsa. Right? We all know this tradition where he says that there are five signs of a believer. They will say bismillah out loud, they will wear a ring on their right hand, and there are a few other signs, and one of them of course is that they will pray 51 rakat in a day. Like, I feel like that's something that we have to have as a checklist at least once a year. I got to meet all five in one day. Yeah, once a year, because that's a lot. 51 rakat, that's not easy. But we should have a goal like that, right? To say, okay, this day, I'm off on this day. I can wake up for all of these prayers. I can do all of these nawafil. Because look, for general people, for most of us who work a day, you can't be like, I'm going to take 45 minutes so I can pray 16 rakat of nawafil between Dhuhr and Asr. No, now that's very hard, right? But there are days when we have that opportunity. Once a year, man, I'm not even asking you for a lot. Not, you know, but just once a year. But with Salatul Layl, try once a month. Put on your calendar, right, that I'm going to recite this prayer once a month. My brothers and sisters, right, like if we understand this entire premise that I've said or we've discussed, then we should know that one of the most impactful actions is Salatul Layl. Yeah? One of the most impactful actions that will take one of the most beautiful forms in Akhirah is Salatul Layl. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Huma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says in a tradition, or reported to have said in a tradition, Ma min amalin hasan ya'maluhu al-abdu illa walahu thawabu fil Qur'an. He says there is not an action that a servant does except that its reward has been mentioned. Illa salatul layl. Except for salatul layl. He says its reward has not been mentioned. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يُبَيِّنْ ثَوَابَهَا لِعَذَمِ حَضَرِهَا عِنْدَهُ. He says that it is this salatul layl that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned its rewards because of the position this salah holds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? This is not something small. Yeah? This is just from this, it is the characteristic of the servant of God to pray Salatul Layl, right? And I want to just end today with this hadith. You know, this hadith is very beautiful. It's from our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he quotes the first Imam saying that the Prophet said, peace and blessings be upon him, that a person who prays Salatul Layl gets 24 kinds of benefits. Yeah, we're people who like numbers. Yeah, we like to see what my action will equal. You know, look at this. We'll read this, because if we understand that the tajassumul a'mal is not exaggeration, then we understand that what is being described here is not exaggeration. Right? The rewards are what? It secures Allah's pleasure. By God, if that was the only reward, it should have been motivating enough for us. Yeah. But it isn't. It makes friendships with the angels. It is the sunnah of the Prophet. It provides the means to pursue knowledge. It constitutes the root of our faith. It keeps one physically fit. It drives shaitan away. It protects one from enemies. It serves as a means of acceptance of one's dua and good deeds. Subhanallah. It increases one's livelihood. It intercedes with the angel of death. It lights up the grave. It provides comfortable bedding in the grave. Subhanallah. Yeah? It helps answering with ease the questioning of Munkar and Nakir in the grave. It gives companionship in the grave. It provides shelter on the day of judgment. It crowns one on the day of reckoning. It clothes one on the day of resurrection. It provides one with light on the day of judgment. It forms a barrier against the fire of hell. It gets Allah's pardon on the day of judgment. It increases the weight of good deeds on the scale. It helps one crossing the bridge of Sirat without difficulty. And it forms the key to paradise. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yeah. All this, if we are willing to sacrifice half an hour of sleep in our lives, half an hour, not even every day, yeah, once a month, maybe twice a month, then increase it to every week, once a week. And if you can do it consistently for once a week, then increase it to twice a week. Eventually, it will get to a point where we show consistency of this, we will want to get up every single night to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will want to. Yeah? But start it. Because right now, the rewards have been mentioned. The description of this being the servant of God has been mentioned. What God is waiting for now is to see whether we want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step now needs to be taken by us. Everything else has been described. When we make this first move, we will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up so many doors that we never thought about.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.